found it. The most unprofessional little podcast there ever was. Ain't much else to say. Just sit back, sip on some whiskey, and be entertained. Because the Whiskey Bros are about to make love to your ears.
True redneck right now.
You smell like one too. When's the last time you had a shower?
Yesterday. But then I've been out doing manly yard work.
I was gonna say you've been doing yard work all day long. So have I. But I showered. I was polite to our guests.
And your yard, my yard's a little different. Was it take your yard 15 minutes?
Dude, don't even. Let's not even get into this because my yard is small. Yes.
Yes.
I have to mow it with a push mower.
Well, let's
He has a recliner.
A recliner with an engine and three blades. Let's wait.
So he's doing it right.
Let's ask Doc. Doc, what do you consider a push mower, Doc?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Doc, you got a tan, bro.
Yeah, I got a nice tan.
Sun too long.
Man, I was out. The weather's looking great.
Yeah.
So I had to step out and get a tan. All right, so I'm Doc for the day.
That's right.
All right. Because Doc can't do this.
He can't do. He is definitely too white.
Here's to you, Doc.
He might get replaced. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks for joining us, Ruben. And who are the other two? Why don't you introduce them, Heath?
We got these two guys over here.
That's the lousiest introduction I've ever heard on the show.
Ruben. He lost some.
We got these two guys over here.
Don't worry about these guys, man.
We got these two guys.
Trying to bring some color up into this situation.
Garrett and Matt.
Garrett. Yeah. What's your last name, Garrett? I don't even know your last name. Garrett. What is your last name, Garrett?
Why you keep looking over here, Garrett?
Williams, that's right.
He's only played golf with us like five times.
I don't ever say his last name.
And Matt Christensen, right?
That's yeah.
Right.
Okay. Matt Christensen, and they're with Virgil Leather Company in the great state of Decatur.
They make some really cool shit.
We made it a state.
We're going to talk about some of that.
I did that on purpose.
I like it.
Yeah.
What did I miss?
I said the great state of Decatur.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got Boyd America.
Yeah.
So you got the state of Decatur.
Yeah, so let's go back to this push mower. What is y'all's version of a push mower? What's the key word there?
Just standing behind, old school.
I would be willing to bet a slap on my butt that you do not own a push mower.
Yes, I do.
What do you think I mow my yard with? Self-propelled.
Nope. I bought a self-propelled, but it no longer works as a self-propelled. So it's even worse.
Oh.
Because if it's a self-propelled and the propelling part does not work, it's even harder to push.
Well, it's the first thing to go normally.
It is.
But the yard's got to be mowed, damn it.
Got to be mowed. Yeah, HOA, you have to mow your yard.
Yeah, I do. Those guys will start knocking any minute after if it's
evil
three
emails.
Inches tall.
so we got these guys, Virgil, on. Y'all want to talk a little bit about where you from? I see your elbow. So does everyone else.
Y'all look nervous over there.
I know. Y'all are pre-gaming it. What are you nervous for?
Yeah, it should be fine.
Yeah. Virgil was my grandfather. He got me started into leather work.
Get closer to that mic, big boy.
I don't want to.
Yeah, you got to get it up. Hey, let me tell you a secret.
You got to kiss it.
Put it on your chin right here on that beard.
No, he's good.
You got to put it on your mouth.
Yeah, just put it right there. There you go.
Much better.
Virgil was my grandfather. He started making me work in his shop when I was about six or seven. That was a long time ago.
When you were six or seven?
Yeah.
Tell us exactly how long. No, I'm joking. You don't have to.
A long time ago.
Long.
And so I did that for years with my grandfather, and then I went in the military. And then 10 or 15 years ago, I started getting back into it. And then a few years ago, me and Matt started this company because we wanted to do something different. So we went from leather shop to leather patch hats. And now that's started to spread out into other things.
So your grandfather's shop, was it just leather work?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Used to tear apart saddles and restore old stuff.
No kidding.
And so I did that for, I don't know, a decade before I went to the military.
Yeah.
And then once I got back, I didn't know what to do because there's no skills that you learn from being an infantryman. Mm-hmm. So,
well, there are some.
There are certain skills.
You just can't apply those to everyday civilian life.
No, it's what I liked to do when I was a kid, so I started doing it again.
Yeah.
Where was said leather shop of dad's?
My grandpa?
Yeah. Grandpa's. That's
right. Yeah, it was in Bells, Texas.
Bells. Where's that at?
Bells.
It's on the other side of Sherman.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. I've never heard of it. Like
Sherman, Denison area. Yeah, yeah. You just go on the other side.
So almost Oklahoma.
No. East.
East. Oh, okay. So okay.
Bonham?
East. Yeah. It's near Bonham. Okay. It's kind of in between Denison and Bonham.
Interesting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to look this up
on
the old maps here.
But yeah.
Right. Yep. So how did y'all end up in Decatur?
Well, when I got out of the military, when I got out the second time, my parents had to move to Saginaw because my dad got a new job, and we were coming from...
And Saginaw sucks, so yes. We weren't going to stay there.
We came from some other state. I don't know where we were coming from.
Sorry, Doc. Saginaw sucks.
I've apparently driven through the damn place a thousand times.
Now, 6A, you probably drove through at Holland Hay, didn't you?
Yes. The name doesn't even pop up.
So it's not even all the way to Bells. It's between... No, wait. It's... Yeah, it's out there.
It's over there somewhere.
It was in the middle of the country.
Okay, yeah.
So
I've driven through there and never knew where I was. Okay, cool.
And I got out of the military. We moved back here. We stayed with my parents for a little bit, and then I started working for NRS because I needed a job. So I started working in the saddle shop, and did that for a while. Ended up leaving the state again, coming back, and when I came back, started working at NRS again, and then in 2015 I left and just been on my own ever
since. Was it amicable, or were you like, F y'all, I'm doing
it was amicable. Okay. I don't think you should burn bridges, especially in a small community.
You really shouldn't. That's one thing I've found out, like, as you get older and you depend on networking.
Yes,
don't
sir.
Burn bridges.
Yes.
Don't
and
burn
they,
them.
And the NRS has been good to me since. They've bought a bunch from us. So
cool. So have you ever made a saddle?
Yeah. Yeah. We in the saddle shop. That wasn't my primary goal. We had saddle makers, and then you had everything else.
What does a saddle sell for now?
Geez, depends, right?
Yeah.
I know you can.
It depends on who's making it.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can get them pretty bougie.
You can get them from $1,500 to $100,000.
$100,000 for a saddle.
Yeah.
Saddle costs more than a horse.
There's a couple guys that I know of that are selling them steady for $30,000 to $35,000 a piece.
That's incredible.
But it's a piece of art. It's not something you're going to buy to use on a ranch, you know.
It's going
to
be
a ranch saddle, you're probably going to pay $3,500 to $4,500.
Man, I wonder if we, after the show, we should go down into the old barn there, because they're like the ceiling. I don't know what shape they're in, but there's some old school saddles that are just chilling down there, and they've been unseen and untouched for, I don't know, 40 years now. I don't know if that kind of stuff is treasure for y'all.
It'd probably have to be reworked.
Have to be cleaned.
Okay. Well, we can go check him out. I don't know. He might get snake bit again, so we better be careful.
Well, I've already done it once, so I'll go in and get him.
Yeah, so, okay, an average man's saddle. Like, I'm coming in and bought myself a horse, and I'm like, I need a goddamn saddle. So I'm going to go in to talk to Virgil Leather. Give me your...
Do y'all do saddles?
We're not going to make you a saddle.
Yeah, we don't do saddle.
No.
Please leave, sir.
Wait. If you paid enough, maybe we would. We are not going to make you a saddle. 80% of our business right now is hats.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to leave the 80% to do the 20%.
Yeah, that's understandable. Yeah. Unless it's $100,000, like, commissioned.
Right.
I'm sure you'd build me a saddle then.
And it would be awesome.
Sorry, I'm not buying $100,000 saddles. So you've morphed into more just merchandise and branding and that.
Well, that's not what we started to do.
Right. Okay, so back to your story.
Well, and we heard a lot from Garrett, which is normal. Tell us a little bit about your background, Matt.
Oh, I'm in aerospace.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I do I'm an engineering point of contact for programs doing aircraft overhauls.
Okay.
But it's worldwide, so I travel quite a bit. India and Pakistan.
You just got back from India, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Is it as crowded as they make it seem?
It's not good.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Not a good place to visit for
actually,
vacation.
You know, I'm in Bangalore, so it's not too bad there.
Okay.
Yeah, there's worse places to go for sure.
I'm afflicted with watching Indian street vendors for food. Have you seen those guys?
Where they're cutting the meat with their toenail?
Oh dude.
That's bad.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, looking at a car wreck. Like, you just keep watching and watching and watching, and you're more disgusted, and you're like, I'm getting, you know.
And it's hot. Oh. It's like hot chicken.
Oh, yeah. Flies everywhere.
Yeah.
So I actually follow a few of those dudes on Instagram, and all they're doing is making, like, something that looks like diarrhea.
Yeah.
People some TikToks are just lining up for it.
We were there, and we were talking about jackfruit this last time I was there. I don't know if you had that. They call it the king of fruits or whatever.
Yeah,
it stinks, right?
Yeah. And
I've had it. I had it in Thailand. It was decent.
Yeah. Don't vegetarians eat that because it resembles meat somehow?
Well, and it has a consistency of meat.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But I said, I don't know. I liked it. And so he brought one of the program managers brought a bag. It was like a Walmart sack full of jackfruit.
Mm.
And he was like, hey, I got you a special prize. You know, and he brought this over and put it on the table. And he's like, and I took a picture of the guy that makes it, and it was like that.
Oh.
And he's got like a machete, and he's barefoot, and he's like chopping it up. And I'm like, maybe before you did that, you know what I mean?
Like if you eat that food, you're gonna have one hell of a robust immune system. Like you're good to go.
It's painful.
Yes,
especially the fruit. You can't eat the fruit. It gives you deli belly or whatever.
So how did an Indian going aerospace guy end up in Decatur, Texas?
The company's in Mineral Wells.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
My daughter was going to school at Victory, so we just moved here.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And how do you morph into leather? And is this just...
Because you know Garrett.
Garrett, Garrett talked you into it.
No, he didn't. I talked Garrett into it. Garrett said, I think I want to sell belts again. That's how we started.
Right on.
Nice.
You guys have a place, like a brick and mortar location?
They do now, for sure.
Oh, no. Yep. Shit. Yeah. Where is it?
Yeah, right off 4010.
Can we say what it used to be?
Oh, I know that.
Right. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, of course.
So it used to be the Wise Axe Throwing.
Oh, yeah. Place. Unfortunately, that place did shut down. But fortunately, it gained a pretty badass place.
Yeah, and I've been in there. That's just a sweet shop, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have not been in there yet. How long has it been open?
We just moved in there, last year.
Okay.
And we're still getting it organized, but it's functional.
Okay.
It is. Yeah.
Leather tooling. I've done it just as a fun, you know, night out. But there's some pretty sincere work. I think
I've never heard somebody say that before in my life.
Say what?
Leather tooling as a fun night out.
Yeah, we did it. We made a...
Oh, it's super
you
fun.
Guys yeah. want to go tool some Garrett. Leather?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to do classes when we were on the square.
Okay, so maybe it was your place then.
Yeah.
But was it Virgil at the time?
No, it was the leather guy.
Yeah, so this was. It was on the corner of Walnut and State.
Yep.
Yep, okay.
Yep. We used to provide lots of drinks and tools.
Yeah.
And people would have a blast. Yeah.
Well, not him. He wouldn't have had a blast. Well, I'm coming here working on leather.
I've never heard of
that. This is a fun night out. People go stomp grapes. Go to a vineyard and go stomp grapes to make wine. And everybody has a blast. Either.
But you got to leave with a belt.
Bingo.
That you made.
Or a gun holster for all the guns that we lost in the incident of the boat on the lake.
We don't have any of those anymore.
From my experience, I don't want to leave with a belt I made.
I mean, don't pay attention to behind you guys, but all the guns that we lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, those are replicas.
Those are relics.
Oh, yes.
Those are the ones the Constitution does protect.
So why do you not do that no more? That sounds cool, actually, now that you're talking about it.
We're getting back into belts now. We had to get everything going well. And then, so we have a complete leather shop set up now.
Yeah.
The classes are fun, but we haven't started anything like that up.
Right.
But I mean, it's a fun night out. We used to do like wedding parties and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Birthday parties. But
I had a blast. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you get to learn a little bit of a trade and then you leave with something pretty fucking cool. I had the, I think it was, cover your ears, elephant skin. Was that, is that a product?
Yep.
I didn't even know if that was legal.
Did you just tell Ruben to cover his ears? Did you tell Ruben? Why would you look at Ruben?
We don't have elephants in North America.
Why would you look at Ruben?
Hey, I'm Doc. I'm just getting off of here. Yeah. I am Doc today.
He's hiring Mexicans to cook his food on the beach.
Doc, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that's like somebody that, you know, if they went into Africa and said, well, we make leather out of horses.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody from North America would have benefited. Do you have like a favorite pet elephant or anything?
No.
Okay.
Is Chad big elephant? Is there a lot of elephants?
We got
Chad?
Some elephants.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But we don't. Are they? Do are anything they? That's wrong.
Are they protected or do they hunt them? Is there?
They're protected.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought so.
They're protected.
So how do you get elephant leather?
Well,
highly regulated.
Management.
It's highly regulated.
Yeah, management. Yeah.
We have tags for everything that we get.
Okay.
We have lots of exotics. Speaking of horse, though, like my holster right now is made out of horse.
Oh boy.
Really?
Well, there it goes. Oh, okay. 50% of our listeners.
There goes all of our California listeners.
It's Italian it's leather. Not,
oh, it's
not
Italian horse.
Okay. Italian
it's leather. Fine. It's classy then. Yeah. Interesting. What does it have? Is it a different texture than and like cattle or livestock? Rather,
elephant?
Yeah. No. Horse.
Oh, a horse is very nice. It's
okay.
Premium. And it's only actually the butt.
Interesting.
So it's like a 2.5-foot oval, looks like an egg.
Mm-hmm.
It's called shell. And it's what they do the $1,000 shoes with. So
there's people walking around with literally horse leather on their feet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah. Horse's ass leather.
Yeah.
Horse's
ass leather.
So when you call these snobs, like, you're a horse's ass.
Yeah.
There's some truth there.
Yeah, this whole time.
It's beautiful. I mean, there's really no leather like it. It's nice.
So instead of sending them off to make dog food and glue out of them.
Which they do.
We could make.
Which they should.
Awesome shoes out of them, though.
Yeah.
Well, because that's a byproduct, right? Like, yeah. You're not grinding up the skin.
You don't want to waste anything.
Yeah,
no, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, they're not killing the horse for the leather.
I've always thought, you know, that these car companies that are like, we put vegan leather in our automobiles. Like, fucking why? The animals are already dying for food, so why are you wasting a pretty good product? And
what does vegan leather mean?
I don't know exactly what it is. Do y'all know?
No, I had the same question.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
It's synthetic.
It's not made from an animal.
Okay. It's just fake?
Yeah. It's fake. It looks like leather.
Sort of like
it's not
vegans.
Leather.
They're fake.
Yeah.
I gotcha. We just lost some more listeners. Yeah, sorry.
We do have a large vegan audience, that's for sure.
I don't know if you guys have vegan people at your business, but you just lost those guys.
They work in leather. They don't have. There's no vegans that go in that store.
Do y'all offer any vegan leather products?
We do.
Really?
Lots, yes.
Really?
Oh. We went from...
So I have to like eat crow right now for the comment I just made.
Well, don't call it that.
Okay.
We don't call it that. We call it...
Synthetic?
We call it faux leather or whatever.
Okay.
I mean, some people call it vegan leather, but it's so I'm a leather guy, but we started making hats with real leather. You know, it's cool, but every time it gets wet or you're out in the sun, it gets dark and it fades and it's crinkles and rolls. And so we started using vegan leather, and
we gotta quit saying that.
Well, it's made out of PVC.
Yeah, it's PVC or PU.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Vegan leather doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
No. Well, we don't tell people that.
Yeah. So the benefit is you could swim in it.
I mean,
If you had a full leather patch instead of the faux leather patch, you got it.
Leather has fibers, right? So leather has fibers. So when you put it on a hat, it's organic. So it will deteriorate.
Yeah.
Right?
But in a very long time.
Right. Well, you'd be surprised. When it's on your head in the elements.
Yeah.
Goes much
pretty
quicker.
Quick.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a saddle that you don't take care of. Right? So when you use fake leather, it looks new for a
long time.
The hat's going to look like crap before the patch does.
Mm. Interesting. I know famously, like Teslas, I know that's a sore subject right now. Teslas and Rivian cars, they always advertise vegan leathers in their automobiles. So
I think that was just a a better way to get around pleather.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a different word for it. That's what we used to call it back in the day was pleather.
If you use pleather, then nobody likes it. If you use vegan leather.
Mm-hmm. Now it's marketable.
Yeah, it's better.
But, and it's come a long way.
Maybe we should start using it.
It looks good now.
Yeah, it works.
It really does.
Speaking of vegans, Doc, how many freaking vegans you got in Chad?
None.
That's what I'm talking about, brother.
We ain't got time.
That's what I'm talking about.
The stuff that's real, man.
That's right.
None of this fake stuff you keep talking. I'm like, it was just hard to get in the conversation because I'm like, what are they talking about?
Like,
all this fake stuff.
Vegans.
Is like, what? Yeah. Vegan? No.
Well, I'm not a vegan.
I know. Yeah.
Hell no. Ain't nobody vegan.
Africans aren't vegans, man. We got to eat.
You got to eat that meat. Yeah, that's right.
Only the privileged people will get to be vegan.
Privileged.
So in my car, they call it semi-aniline leather. Have you ever heard of that?
Don't even know what that is.
Yeah,
what,
I don't either.
Which car?
The Escalade.
Oh.
My wife's car.
Yes. You know what it is?
I have no clue what it is. But
what's it called?
Semi-aniline.
So look it up on the...
I wish we had a Google right in front of us. Ruben,
I was hoping to ask the experts here.
Maybe it's something we need to use.
While Fireboro is looking this up, could you please pass me the whiskey that's in front of you?
I don't even know how to spell it. There
we go.
Aniline. Yes, thank you. There it is. Semi-aniline.
That's a real term.
Leather.
That seems like a made up word.
Oh, so it is Italian.
Vegan. Of course.
Oh, here we go. Semi-aniline leather is the type of leather that is dyed with semi-aniline dye. So it's just a dye.
It's just a dyed leather.
Which gives it a more uniform color and preserves the natural markings of the leather. It's more durable. So I guess the dyeing part is a big deal with leather.
Yeah.
There you go, Virgil.
It's a long process.
There's your new selling that you can sell.
Leather takes different lengths of time to process, too. I mean, like the shell takes 5 or 6 months for a 2-foot piece.
Wow. Okay. So at your shop, do y'all do a, can you, like, would you call yourself from animal to retail?
Do you actually
take the hide and tan
You're not out there cutting a strip off.
No, we're not tanning.
Horse.
No, we're not tanning anything. We buy it from people that know what they're doing.
Okay. Yeah. I was curious about that whole process.
When y'all get it, it's just a raw chunk of leather.
Yeah.
And then y'all take it from there.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So let's go through that a little bit. Tell us the process of making a belt, I guess, for people that's never been to tooling parties that I didn't get invited to.
With drinks.
Right. With
so
drinks.
Tools and drinks.
I didn't get invited to is the key word here.
And you get to go home in the process.
Yeah.
Right. So we'll get a side, which every cow has 2 sides.
Mm-hmm.
So they split it down the back, split it down the belly, and then you get 2 sides.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get the side in, and then you'll cut belts out of the top 2/3. You won't use the belly. The belly is too soft. So this top 2/3 will be belts.
So I would not make good leather.
Mm.
A lot of me is wasted.
A lot of belly.
soft. You don't use the belly for belts.
Damn it. Okay.
The weight limits to the belt.
Get like one belt out of you.
Damn it. I knew I felt worthless. Now I just know why.
And you can make up to about a 84, 86, size 84, size 86
belt
out of a side. Yeah.
Okay, so you could fit a large American with that belt.
And we have.
Wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Garrett tells me that's the true custom market.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you can't go in the store and buy a 75 or an 85.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah. You got to go to Virgil Leather and say,
I need a big boy belt.
Man, I'm not going to do it. I had such a snide comment about how that customer would enter Virgil Leather, but we're not going to do that. We don't do
that
on that show.
They have a big
giant door. We have a roll-up door.
We don't fat shame on this show.
So
there's no shame.
You ride in on
we won't shame you.
You ride in on your hover round.
Their money spends the same.
That's right.
So do you charge said belt by the inch?
On those we do.
Yeah.
Up to about 42.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fixed price.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then after 42, it goes up a little per inch.
Did you bring any belt examples with you tonight?
That we can... The one on his waist.
I have one on.
Well, get up and take your clothes
get
off.
Get up and take it off, big boy.
I'll sit and take it off.
I have a really basic latigo belt on,
you're clean.
Okay.
You're clean. So we don't promote
describe what a latigo what is belt hooked, would be.
We
don't promote what's on hooked onto your belt.
Give me some more whiskey and we'll see how far this goes.
Yeah.
This is not a stamped belt. It's just a plain belt.
So what do you say by stamped belt for people that don't know?
Well, you can get a plain belt, you can get a stamped belt, or you can get a tooled belt.
So what is stamped?
Stamps like a basket stamp or a geometric stamp.
I see that, man.
It's got a pattern, right?
Yeah, it's a geometric pattern.
Okay.
You know, or a basket stamp.
Trauma.
Right?
My mom holding this.
Oh,
man.
Oh yeah, all of us.
Trauma. I mean, Lord.
If you got spanked with a leather belt, raise your hand.
You don't want to be spanked with that belt.
Yeah,
sure.
Not with a business end here.
Ruben, that's bullcrap. Yeah. What you just said. There's no trauma in your life because you got whooped.
True.
I love you and the way that you are is because of that right there.
That's right.
You deal with it more than we do.
The kids you deal with
don't get this.
Oh, Ruben may go home and cry at night. We don't know.
You're right. It's not trauma. It's just, you know, remembering how I was corrected.
How many times you screwed up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So that you call this a latigo belt.
Yeah. Put it over here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Latigo?
It's a latigo. Yeah, this is a brown one. They come in a few.
It should be called
colors.
Let It Go. Because when you grab that belt, they're like, you better let it go. Because if you don't let it go, you're going to.
Yeah.
It's really a lifetime belt.
Is this horse? What is this?
No, it's cow.
Cow. Okay.
Yeah. The only thing we make out of horse is the shell.
Okay.
And they're really small pieces. Like I said,
what do you mean the shell?
That's what it's called.
The ass.
Shell cordovan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, this is.
That's horse.
This is horse.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that naturally that smooth?
It's beautiful. Yeah.
That's exactly what I made out of elephant. Was that little handgun holster? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
this is for your cell phone, right? Cell phone. Yes. Yeah, cell phone holster, people. If you need a little holster for your cell phone.
There's no polishing or anything.
No.
Wow. Okay.
No. It's funny. And the price reflects.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty.
What would a piece like that sell for?
Those will run probably $120.
Okay.
So what's the difference in the belts?
My cell phone in here to get.
So the belts. So that's latigo. Latigo is what you.
Who's taking it seriously over here?
Yeah. Cell phone, baby.
A latigo is. Everyone knows what a latigo is on a saddle.
Yep.
So latigo is made.
Not everyone. Explain.
Well, okay. So
we have people that live in the city that come from Denton that listen to this.
A latigo strap holds the saddle to the horse,
mm-hmm.
and it's meant to be sweat on and soaking wet and just nasty,
mm-hmm.
and last forever because it's full of oils and wax and all the stuff that will preserve leather for a long, 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 long time. So that's why we make the plain belts out of latigo. You can't stamp them. You can't tool them. You have to use skirting to stamp or tool. So the skirting is a veg tan leather that molds.
So the latigo process is something you guys do?
No, we buy it already like that.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Would that be on the cheaper line?
Yeah.
So if you just wanted a work belt that's going to last forever, you'd buy something
that's
like that.
That's what you get. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay,
call them heirloom belts.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I have a relevant question.
You give them to your son. Or
what you were just saying about like the oils and the, you know, all the chemicals and stuff they use in the tanning process. So, you know,
we don't use urine anymore.
That's good.
Was that a thing?
Oh,
that was really a thing.
You ever heard of pot to piss in?
Pot to piss in.
Yeah.
That's because the families would piss in pots and take it to the tannery. The tannery would tan the hides with piss.
Piss.
I think urine. They still do it in India and Pakistan.
Yeah, they still do it around the world.
What's in the piss? What's it doing?
The acids and stuff.
The acids. It's doing the, what'd you call it? What'd you call the belt?
This is latigo.
Is that what the piss is doing, or
no? The latigo is you felt how heavy and thick and kind of that's from the oils and the waxes,
right?
Right. Veg tan is not as oily and waxy. That's because you can mold it, right? You can stamp it, and the stamps will actually stay in it.
I wish you brought your.
Learned something new today.
Yeah. What's the acid in the piss doing to the leather?
Preserving.
I'm not a tanner.
Yeah.
Oh.
Never have been.
Okay. So on that subject, like, you know, the hot handles that slip on your cast iron pot or skillet that goes over the handle to protect you from burning yourself.
By the way?
We could make
them. Oh, you should. You should, because I need to buy a new one. And here's why. So
I need four.
Make those. Yeah. That would be easy.
I need four of them.
Okay.
If in a hypothetical situation that definitely did not happen in reality, if your wife left this leather handle on the cast iron skillet
the whole time it was cooking,
prepared the food, stuck it in the oven on broil at 550 degrees, and you came and found the food in the oven and the handle smoking with oily residue coming off of it.
I'm guessing that happened to you.
This totally did not ever happen.
So what was the handle made out of?
Wait.
Leather.
Remember, we're recording here. She may see this.
Would you eat the food?
Yes.
You would?
But I eat anything.
Yeah.
And Matt survived India, so we know
that. I can eat anything.
Yes.
So yeah, jackfruit in Thailand, you're good.
Yeah. But it would be better than your normal potholder, because that might have caught on fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, burnt the house down. But yeah.
I think the thing that we should be taking out of here is don't put hot skillets in the oven with anything on the handle.
Yes, true.
Other than the skillet itself.
Yeah, y'all need to make some of those, though.
That would be pretty good. I would buy four of them.
Yeah, okay. See?
Tomorrow, I will put in
a down payment of them.
That'd be awesome.
We'll make you some shell cordovan at $100 a piece.
Okay. Ooh. Damn. Those just got really expensive.
I just want some free ones with whiskey, bro, on it.
You want some elephant? You'll make them out of elephant.
Yeah, elephant. Yeah, let's make them out of elephant.
We have giraffe also.
We have giraffe,
You got giraffes?
Yeah.
Is that really a thing?
Oh, now you're getting into Doc's world over here.
Y'all heard giraffes?
We make a lot of stuff out of giraffes.
Actual giraffes.
Okay.
We have skins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Giraffes, Zambia.
Giraffes. Yeah. Giraffes, super popular. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We make hat bands for the hatters, right? Cowboy hats.
For your cowboy hats.
Okay. So giraffe is probably the most popular.
Yeah, since you're African cowboy over there.
Yeah. Giraffe and shell. The shell and the giraffe are probably the most popular. Yeah.
So now Ruben has to have a giraffe cowboy hat.
Dude, we got
to
get you a band, bro, for your hat.
We
make belts out of it, too.
Yeah.
No, he wants the band, so he can show people. Yeah.
No, he's got to match his belt to his band.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh.
Yeah,
man. You know, an African cowboy, I'm trying to learn more of these things, you know. So.
Then go get you a pair of giraffe boots to match.
Okay.
Dude, you could get giraffe boots, giraffe belt, and a giraffe hat band.
I'd get it. 100%.
And a giraffe cell phone holder.
I'd get that, too.
You know,
if I could get a giraffe, I'd get that too.
I think Virgil Leather's about to have a really good month.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever seen giraffe boots?
I have not. They make giraffe boots?
Beautiful. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing it's not the color of the giraffe on the boots.
Not like you see, with the spots, yeah.
So it's a very distinct pattern, though. Not the pattern you see on the
Could you get that pattern, though? Like if you had a giraffe pattern? Is that possible?
I mean,
like
we can get hair on draft.
I don't think it makes it. That's the hair, right?
Yeah, it's just the hair. If you get a hair on draft, you'll get the pattern, but
it's the leather. I know they can do that with hats because you get fuzzy hats. I think you have one.
I do.
And that's the hair on leather. Do people buy boots that are, or anything leather that are hair on like that?
No, they just didn't burn it off the hat.
Well, I'm not going to say what I'm thinking, but yes, we wouldn't do that.
We would not do that. No. Okay. Yes.
How do they make the hair stay on?
That's part of the tanning process, right? Okay. So in the tanning process, if you're going to have, they have like chrome tan, tanning, veg tan, latigos, you have all these
spray tan.
Yes. So you have all of these different tans, right? Hair on's probably the easiest.
Okay.
Because you're not having to extract the hair.
Sure, yeah.
It's less maintenance for sure.
Now the tanning process.
Doc
knows about tanning.
It's a push mower process.
Uncomfortable laughs all around the table.
Yes, everybody's like, wait,
is this mad because I can tan? I don't understand it, man. That's all right.
Everybody's looking over. Is Doc laughing right now?
Okay, we can laugh.
Yeah.
He's laughing. We can laugh.
Yeah.
So on the different leathers that we've talked about, is there the feel of it? Can you feel the difference, or is it
very distinct? Yeah.
Very okay.
If I die first, I'm going to have them remove my testicles and make you a wallet.
That would be awesome.
That's going to be, a very small
wallet. We would have to remove the hair if we did that.
Yeah, well, so, it's more like a coin purse.
You can't get a hair on coin purse. Yeah.
No, you didn't. No, yeah.
Yeah. Very small wallet.
Carry a 50-cent piece. Yeah.
Yes. But you can make two wallets for me if that.
What are you saying, Doc?
I'm not saying nothing.
What
are you saying? I'm just pointing out some facts.
And only one belt. We've already established this.
Yeah, you only get one belt out of me.
One belt and a ball sack coin purse. That's right.
Could you imagine being the... Oh, that's a fucking episode name right there. One belt
and a ball sack
coin purse. You have a
pen?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Doc, you're the writer.
All right. Yeah, you are our scribe.
Got the glasses. I'm good.
Watch out. He's going to have arsenic in your future.
One belt and a ball sack purse.
He's looking forward to this.
Yeah, he's like, I'm
measuring up my coin purse right now.
He's measuring you from your waist to your shoulder now.
I thought I was worth alive more than dead, but maybe not so much.
Maybe not so much. Yep. Not only do I get your wife and kid, but I get your ball sack too now. Yeah.
Do it without the balls. It'll be empty. So you can put whatever you want in. Could you imagine being the mortician? Like Virgil Leather kicks in the door and like, We need a few minutes with this corpse.
They did make those. You know, Indians made them out of deer.
Really?
Oh yeah,
I've seen those. Yeah.
In Australia, you can buy ball sack coin purses from kangaroos all over the place. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Australia. You've been up in the neck of woods, right?
I had Ain't to live you, there.
He lived fortunately.
You lived in Australia.
He loves Australians.
He loves them. Yeah, that's what I heard. Loves them. Yeah.
100%.
You got that over there, Doc?
I'm still just taking notes, man.
Oh, okay,
like,
This is interesting.
Did we ever broach the subject of how you two met? I don't think we did.
No, yeah, tell us that. Was it Victory?
No, actually.
No.
It was Chris.
The
pink elephant?
We met at church.
Unicorn knot? Oh, church.
We met at church.
Oh, so we're just changing stuff. We're going to church now.
You thought it was going to be something dirty, didn't you?
And then we have coffee every Friday morning. So there's a group of guys that have coffee every Friday morning. So
that I've never been invited to.
Yeah, we don't invite you.
You're there every day.
He's there, but we don't invite him up.
Yeah.
Because you know he's going
to
be there, right?
We're polite to him.
He's too interested in ball sack.
And they also know, even though I'm not invited, I'm just going to walk up and sit down with them.
That's how it goes at the coffee shop.
That is how it goes at the
coffee shop. Sketchy mofos walk in looking.
Yeah, sometimes, dude. I was at our establishment up at the Chief, and I got these freaking text messages. There was this freaking dude walking around Decatur, Texas this week. In full blown.
Y'all got pictures, man?
Yeah. Keep talking amongst yourself. I'll send some pictures.
No, I'm going to find them right now.
Oh, you
That's
have
what
them?
I'm okay. doing. That's well, what my some of us have to work here.
That's right.
I thought they posted it on their.
Have y'all seen our lovely doc?
Nope.
What he did to this lovely county of Wise?
Tell us what you
texted me.
There we go.
Hey.
I did see that.
Hey, so he texted me this, and he says, "Hey, brother, I'm testing Decatur's
cultural competency."
Yeah, and my reply was,
"So there we go. That's Christian
putting on,
putting out the Kamadul."
Yeah, look at that. That's awesome. Kamadul is that what's called?
What is Kamul?
Kamul.
It's a thing to wrap around your head. So if you go to my page, you can find, I got some really good pictures. I was down at Trinity and did that. So, you know, it was just out and trying to.
Did you get a lot of looks?
I got tons of looks.
Tons of looks.
I got tons of looks.
I can only imagine.
Mm. But keep going down.
But see, here's.
Oh, that's.
These are normal.
That's just the Western.
Yeah, that's
you know,
redneck.
Go back to that picture.
There's no giraffe hat.
Wait,
need a giraffe hat.
Yeah, I need that, man.
Hang on. We got to say something about Blood, Sweat, Texas here.
Yeah, Blood, Sweat, Texas.
Yeah, well, you got it right here, too.
I'm on my shirt, on my hoodie.
Yes. So
one of my.
Give him a shout out,
bro. One of my boys, man. And 2 years ago, we connected, and he was talking about that like a dream and then made it happen. And so he's out of Detroit, Michigan, moved down here to Texas, and just loves this culture.
We can make
out
leather
here.
Hat bands that say Blood, Sweat, Texas on
yes,
them.
Sir. Yes,
y'all
sir.
Need a, y'all need to we hook need up with him.
We need a parlay, man.
So you come see the shop, just sit down a little.
Yes, they also have to have Whiskey Bros in there now, too.
Yeah.
You're at this
Wait a minute. Ruben?
Yeah.
You almost have a giraffe headband on right now.
Rattlesnake.
I mean, you know how much that hat was?
$25.
$30.
That's what I'm talking about.
Was that a gas station hat?
No, I actually got it at a hat shop. They were just on sale. They're trying to get rid of them. So
You got that.
You need a big old giraffe.
Yeah,
head.
There we go, baby.
There we go.
That's Matt, my boy Matt. Love dude, man. Out of Trinity.
And you straight up walked into a podunk country town in this garb and said, give me a coffee.
Hey, and I had sunglasses. I didn't wear the sunglasses. I wanted to temper it a bit.
Yeah, you put the sunglasses on,
the sunglasses,
bro.
You know, you start getting phone calls. Police start showing up.
Yeah, he sent me a picture with the sunglasses on, and I asked him, I said, hey, so bro, you didn't leave your bag laying around anywhere, did you?
No.
Because people be getting weird.
You know
weird,
how many comments I got about that? Y'all make bags, too?
Yeah.
Did you get, so what is this... tell us what this like robe is called.
Yeah, it's called a jalabia. You know, it's Ramadan going on right now.
Okay.
The Muslim holiday of fasting. And I have, being from Chad, I have lots of friends who are Muslims. And that's just a better wear for hot climates. Because when I went back home to Chad.
Ruben, wait a minute. Say it. This will be the first time on Whiskey Bro History.
What happened?
What does the Muslims say to each other when they greet them?
Salam alaikum.
Booyah.
Alaikum salam.
Yeah, see?
Man, love.
First time on Whiskey Bro History.
I love my
brother.
Boys, man. Back up in Africa, they really took good
care
of me.
Unless you
want
to bomb us, and then we're gonna kill you all.
No one's trying to do any of that, man.
That's what we do.
No one's trying to do that.
And you know what's cool about this picture?
Yeah.
For all my Texas brothers, you got two dudes here.
Yep.
Both wearing pajamas.
And
Matt's got his sweatpants on.
No, you didn't, Heath. Now I'm coming out my shell. I'm sorry, boys. These guys, this is why I do what I do, to educate individuals.
That's right.
Hey, we all peoples, man.
Same. That's the same people.
And Matt
man.
Welcomed me in. It was good. So, like I said, that's better for depending on the climate.
You know that
I
have something similar in my closet.
You do?
Because I spent 5 years in Pakistan.
Yeah. The Indians wear long robes, which is cooler, right?
Shalwar kameez.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's great for the climate.
Similar.
Like you wear jeans.
Similar, but it's two-part. You know, you get the pillowy pants with the...
The pants underneath? Yeah.
What'd you call it?
Shalwar kameez.
That's what the thing... The
Yeah, well, the shalwar and the kameez. The pants and the...
And yours is called what, Ruben?
What? Jalabia.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's the whole... hot top part is called turban or turban.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Oh, I think Imama in Saudi Arabia.
I have a little hat that rolls up, and it looks like a little pizza hat or whatever.
Okay, pizza hat.
You say pizza hat?
What's a pizza hat?
Guys,
an old school cook
for
hat.
For my international folks, we're working with them. We are working with these folks. But they want to learn.
I don't know what the name of the hat is.
Pizza hat.
But I mean, it's like a, it rolls up. It's like what you see for the, like a Bedouin.
Mm-hmm.
A better one to wear.
I mean, all jokes aside, that does look really comfortable.
But it serves a purpose.
I'm gonna tell you that.
Do you have to wear the pants?
That's the same thing I asked him.
I get that question.
I asked him.
You know, in Pakistan, they don't.
What do they wear?
Like the kids just wear the top, but jeans.
Jeans underneath.
It's becoming like the new thing.
The new thing, Well,
no, I asked him. I said, Ruben, I was like, I agree with you. This is probably cooler. I said, but what's the deal with the pants, bro? Just wear the robe.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but if you're out in
now,
public...
Now, you might not be able to, because what you just said a while ago, obviously, you're bigger than we are.
I'm going to tell you that it's the most...
You got more that can sneak out of the robe.
It does look really comfortable.
Hey, this is your words, not mine, brother.
It's almost like you're wearing nothing.
Yeah.
You can
wear shorts underneath. You can wear jeans. You can wear, the pants that I'm wearing there.
I don't do that.
Yeah,
when I put that on... Yeah. I'm all free.
That's the same thing.
You got to let the breeze flow through
all these questions of sacks we've been talking about and wearing jeans.
That's the same thing. If I was ever man enough to sport a kilt out in the public, I would sport it with nothing.
Well, you got
definitely.
To.
Yeah,
nobody's wearing underwear under a kilt.
No, you can't wear anything under.
We don't have anything to worry about though, as far as exposure. Ruben has to wear pants because a giant fucking third leg could just fall
especially
out.
Especially on
minute.
A kilt.
Yeah.
I don't know if you people can see the mic in front of Ruben, but that's what he's got to worry about. Ruben, hey, you said it, brother.
I'm taking it.
Okay. So in about July and August, that would be a really nice outfit here.
That is nice. I like it.
Matt is also from Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I watched his podcast. Yep, he's also from Detroit.
Neither of you are truly from Detroit.
Not this Matt.
Matt Fisher. He's originally from California. You're really originally from Chad, but you both have spent a lot of time in Detroit. So
I was more in Grand Rapids, but Michigan in general. Same difference, I guess.
We're from Decatur, but when people ask, you're like, Fort Worth.
I'm from Decatur.
Actually, he said the state of Decatur.
The state. Actually, I'm from Taylorsville, it should still be called.
This is the worst picture I've ever seen in my life.
I know. When Chad posts, it's like, I can't even see me.
You can't.
And I'm like, Chad, come on, dog.
Yeah, I can see your smile.
I was like.
The exposure is not helping your cause.
He did no color. The lighting was off.
What is this photo?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's not that's not a good tribute to the chief or
Chief
Ruben.
Do better, Chief.
You could. But that's my boy.
Do better.
That's my boy.
That's our boy right there.
That's right. To the Chief.
Oh my goodness. So you two met each other at church.
Yeah.
At you said Chris, right? So that's Grace? Is that
No.
This is a different Victory.
Okay.
Victory.
Gotcha. I don't guess I know that Chris. I only know the other Chris.
Yep. Is Chris the youth? Who's Chris?
The Utes.
Chris is one of the associate pastors.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
He started a church in Fort Worth in a movie theater.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Before COVID.
Oh.
And Garrett worked up there. He picked people to come work up there. Garrett worked up there. That's where I met him.
Oh, okay.
And he gave me a frog, because we make them out of frog, too, you know.
Frog leather?
Frog leather, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you make out of frog leather?
Holsters.
Holsters, actually.
Yeah. Cell phone holsters.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh. Mm. But you'd like it. It's actually quite nice.
It is really cool. Yeah.
I do enjoy the occasional frog leather.
So it's frog leather.
But the frogs are from Africa, actually.
You can look it up on Google.
Because they're gigantic.
Ruben, you got frogs in Africa, bro?
We got tons of frogs.
You got giant frogs.
We got a lot
frogs.
Of things in Africa.
I've been there, brother. I know.
Yeah, half of which is venomous and will fucking hunt you down and kill you.
Dude, when I was there, I seen species of bugs that I've never even seen before in my life.
Yeah.
What am I searching for? African frog leather?
Frog leather.
Do you know what part of Africa specifically? Because, you know, Africa's big.
It is kind of big.
Like, it's huge. It's not like...
It's the continent I haven't been to.
Okay. That don't tell us anything.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's it. Right there.
Right there.
Mm.
Yeah.
That looks like a ball sack.
Yeah, so you get that really cool grain, you know what I mean? Like,
that's
okay.
Those little bubbles.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can feel them. It's like a texture thing, too.
I'm going to have to talk to you about a frog leather holster.
Yeah, and that's all you get. One holster in the middle.
Because there's nobody around here that's got a frog leather holster.
No. Not anymore. Yeah.
Count, Matt.
Look at this. Look at this pattern. That's
wow.
Cool. That's exactly what my testicles will look like by age 90. Yeah. So.
That's what your testicles look like now.
Heath does want hair on those.
Yeah, I want hair on.
Oh, that's a pretty good. Is it thick and robust?
No.
I was going to say, it's
super thin.
Skin.
We line it with skirting, but yeah.
Look, here's some shoes. No,
that's just sweet. California gay.
Totally not frog leather.
No.
That's
but the shoes look nice.
Look, good.
Can you find a final product? I want to see what the final leather product looked like.
Look at this dyed red.
Compared to your horse leather holster.
Yeah.
Besides just the frog grain.
There's a knife sheath up there. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Where do you see it? Right here?
Over
That one? Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's badass. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to need a holster.
Yeah. Virgil is about it.
Yeah,
so
do
you
have
is there a website we can look up real quick?
Virgilleather.com. We don't have everything.
We
on
need to
it.
Get it redone. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's basic. Most of our customers are repeat customers. Most of our customers are wholesale customers.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. We're just now kind of.
Yeah, that's a tool belt.
Yep.
Oh, well, login.
What happened?
Show us your login real quick.
No.
Tool and stamp.
This is, so tools.
Tool and
stamp. That's a belt that's, we called it a combo. So it's like
this one.
Half tooled, half stamped.
That's beautiful.
Right?
It is.
Yeah, that's a lizard. Up there too.
Yeah. Where? So the yellow holster's a lizard. That's rattlesnake, diamondback.
Oh man, I would love.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't care how cheesy and cliche it is now. I would still love a pair of rattlesnake.
Hey, what are these things?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What are these things?
But that to be done right
in the bottom left square.
Bottom left.
Yes.
So we used to do a whole lot of like field notes books, like little notebooks, but field notes. You can take them out and replace them. And
okay, so is that something y'all would do, like a binder or portfolio?
Checkbook
covers.
Yeah,
we do a lot of shit.
A lot of portfolios.
Ooh, I might need a new one for my job.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. And that's, I mean, you know, you don't have to be somebody that needs to walk in the door and I need a pair of boots. No, this is real world stuff that you can use every fucking day.
What are those things that says MGM Grand on it? Those coasters?
I worked with the MGM Grand for a few years. as their belt maker. So I would go out there.
Yeah,
but
those are belts. What are those? Are those coasters?
Or? Yeah, those are coasters. Oh. Yeah.
Speaking of coasters.
Poor custom. Okay, so these are your ball caps that we've got here.
Yeah, some of the ball caps.
And then, 17 holsters. Let's look at some of these. I know
shark.
That.
Shark.
Yeah,
shark.
Shark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chocolate. Shark.
There's some snake, python.
Yep, pythons,
okay.
Yeah.
Are these natural?
Yeah, python's really cool, too.
Are these natural tones, or do you dye these to get some
They're
of these
They're dyed
colors?
When we get them.
Okay.
Yeah, we buy them that way.
Very cool. Ooh. Yep. Still do
giraffe,
like ostrich.
Right there.
Yeah. Where's the giraffe one? The
giraffe's on the right
giraffe,
side.
The black
yeah.
gray.
Okay, so that is pretty cool.
So it's very distinct. Really cool yeah, you can tell is. Giraffe from a while. Yeah.
Huh? See, that's what I'm talking about. No frog.
No frog.
No, we didn't have
elephant
frog.
Vintage.
I'm gonna
brown.
Have to get a frog.
So the frog and the stingray, we used to charge more for. But
what if I bring you a stingray?
If it's already tanned, I'll do it.
No, yeah. no, I'm just no. gonna bring you a yeah. dead, no. dead stingray.
No,
I was supposed to get a an alligator wallet made from the last trip whatever.
See,
on
see what's
happened.
On the second page? Is
oh, there is another
is
page. That, yeah,
we have a whole alligator hide actually, American alligator.
So oh, there's okay. shell right there on the right side.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, that is a huge yeah. difference.
And then that okay. shell bottom left, and then American alligator.
That's actually out of the hide I was just talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm. So that's what you got right here, which you write the marble. Is that marble?
Yep.
Yeah, the red one.
Yeah. Okay. Yep, so the yeah. red one, yep.
So can you make me an alligator wallet?
Of
you
course.
Do you have the stuff in
we
to do that? Okay.
We do.
Yeah, we have yeah. a whole alligator, American alligator hide.
Sure. Cost on that estimate?
Big.
Negotiation?
Yeah. It's
less than 500?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We shall talk.
We shall talk, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of pretty cool stuff here, and then yeah. A lot of cool stuff that aren't even... That's no. not even pictured in there.
Right.
We have some of the said cool stuff. We
yeah, we do.
Show
we pass some of these. Where did
well,
the...
you know what happened?
Oh, yeah, you've got
So
them.
when we started this, Garrett was like, I want to make belts again.
Yeah.
And pulled
okay,
off his
well,
belt.
Okay, wait a minute. Before you go too far onto that.
Hold
so you met each other. You met each other at church. Sorry, I've been drinking whiskey.
Do you need more?
What conversation, and I think that's where you were going, I want to start making belts again.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I think you should. You know, it was just out of a Friday conversation or whatever.
Yep.
Ooh, that means margaritas or
Irish coffees.
Irish coffees. Yeah. Yeah. Irish coffees. That's right. Maybe. So I want to start making belts again. You said, let's do it.
No, not
continue
right away.
Continue on.
I it was just, I just felt like I wanted to be part of it. I thought it was cool. And
yeah.
I talked to Garrett a bunch about it. And, you know, I just asked him to be part of it. And, he let me.
Had you had any experience or skill with any
Hell
of that
no.
yet? Okay.
I said aerospace, right?
Yeah, you did. You did.
But I had a lot of skill traveling and going to India and doing whatever, yeah. but I never, no, but it interests me. And I really thought it was cool. So.
Gotcha.
And then I just did a bunch of homework. I think the biggest thing for us, if we made the belts, and that's what we're trying to push back into, mm-hmm. you know, what happened was we said we're going to make belts and we're going to make these leather products, and we make a bunch of handles for hat cans and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That came through a lot. And
we still do.
You know, that's Garrett has contacts at NRS, like you said, and we went to NRS, and you know, we're going to sell them tack or, mm-hmm. you know, leather products, whatever. And they're like, we're really more interested in the hats.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what happened.
Like just regular old ball caps.
Yeah, yeah. So like, okay. The leather patch hats and the, you know, Shotsky stuff.
Nice.
And we had a whole, like, plan to make belts and market them different and do yep. all those things, and they just wanted leather patch hats.
Leather
and so we
kind of
shifted focus for a while, but mm-hmm. now we're shifting back in. You know, we've kind of got the leather patch hat stuff going on. We've got all that stuff happening, and we're doing well with that.
Yeah.
And so now we're trying to move back into what we originally started at, which
okay.
was make it a belt that you can hand down to your son.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we have some big things we're going to do in that regard. You're not going to buy belts from us like you buy it. One of the things I noticed was, you know, because I didn't do this business.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got in it, I was like, I'm going to see where we can push these things, because I appreciated it. And I couldn't buy what Garrett had on his waist. You know what I mean? And so I went to NRS, and I went to every cowboy place I could possibly go to, Mavericks and MLEs, and just look for where the market was.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, right now you can go to NRS and you can buy a belt that's, and I'd had some of them that were going to last maybe a year or two, and they're going to start breaking down or mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And there just wasn't a market position that had something as great as what, you know, Garrett could make. And so that's what we're going to be start pushing now. Yeah, I think the only comparable thing right now is those Henry belts or whatever that you see online.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's similar, and we could probably produce it for cheaper, these Latigo belts, or just even the Vegetan belts that we stain, that'd, you know, be something that you could hand down to your son.
Okay. I
mean, so you buy one belt, basically.
And it lasts over a lifetime. It lasts for generations.
You're going to have different colors, you know, and eventually when you get them, you're going to be like, well, now I want an elephant belt, or I want a giraffe belt. Yeah, whatever. But, you know, that's kind of the point. You buy this belt, you pay a little bit, maybe a little bit more, and I'm not much more, really. I mean, you can buy those Latigo belts for cheaper than what you could buy an $80 belt at NRS for.
Yeah, and you know what kind of, like, people are behind the product, and you know, that it's not coming from child labor or something like that, where you might order something from Amazon that looks nice, but you don't know what kind of conditions those people have been put through.
Well, right, and if you live here in Decatur, especially, you could come in and get measured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's really, truly, even if you get a Latigo belt, still custom belt.
Yeah.
Measured to you.
Only one in the world like
it. You can watch Garrett make it.
Yeah.
That's nice. It costs extra to watch you.
Yeah. Like a little plexiglass room.
That's charged.
He will get dressed in various clothing.
Okay. Yeah. You want to serve drinks still?
Yes.
Yeah.
We always have drinks
at the shop.
Yeah.
All right. I'm coming. I'll be there.
I want y'all to do the classes again. I think that'll be awesome.
I would do the classes in a heartbeat.
You're such a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Now that I know what you're talking about.
We have come full circle on this, right? He's like, this isn't a fun thing to do.
All I've said is I've never heard anybody say it's a fun night out to go tool leather.
But it's drinks and tools together, so you never know. Yes. Were there so many crazy sessions because of tools and leather?
It was fun, yeah.
We're talking about having a party, too.
Yeah.
We're going to have a bonfire out there, so maybe we could do something in conjunction. Yeah.
Maybe have like
a
daytime.
You need a marketing guy. I'm right here. You know, I can put all those whatever in-house. We'll talk later.
No, we can do it.
There was something on my mind about asking about the leather process, but since you don't tan it, I think it went to the recycle bin.
What about the tooling process?
Well, I mean, you were there during the belt, so you can see from cutting the leather to having a belt, there is a lot of steps.
Yeah, it's not just a stamp and it's done. No.
I mean, there's ways to cheat, but we don't cheat, right? Mm. So, there's a lot that goes into them.
Did you have your epic beard back then? This would have probably been 2015.
Actually, so I did have a beard this long and around 16.
Okay.
And then I cut it off. And
we call it pre-COVID.
Yes.
That's what we call that.
Yes. And honestly, I don't really like beards, but I don't like to shave either.
What?
So, oh, man. Right. On me. Like, because it's
glorious.
Well, you have, I hate to tell you this, but you have about 10 inches in beard there if you hate it so much.
You think that's 10 inches?
I don't,
That's what
is that your wife that measured his beard?
That's what he's been told.
My personal assessment, Matt.
That's what he's been told.
You know, actually, that looked.
Looks like about 5 inches to me.
That looks like about 13 or 14.
Ruben's about to get up and show you what he is.
I think you got an exponent in there somewhere.
Someone else's imagination, right? Here, man.
We're not going to compare. That would be too awkward. Yeah.
Oh, I got a question. Like, what is the most bizarre request you've had for a product?
For anything? Yeah. You don't have to
name drop
name people, but.
Or do you think they're listening to this show?
They may or may not be.
You know, one man's freak is another man's.
I mean,
we've already said ball sack pouch.
Yeah, but that's around the world. Everyone has ball sack
pouches. There's nobody in Decatur ordering a ball sack pouch.
Can you make a human ball sack pouch? I don't think you can.
I don't know.
Legally.
Maybe some ethical things.
I've made restraints.
I think you have to put it in your will.
Leather handcuffs?
Yeah, restraints.
They're soft for her pleasure.
Oh.
I don't know who's getting handcuffed. I'm just assuming.
It's made out of frog.
Frog. Yeah. that's a good question. Is frog leather as strong as other leather?
No.
No. Actually, you know what the strongest leather is?
No. You're going to tell us, though. I like it.
It's kangaroo.
Hmm.
So they have the tightest woven fibers out of leather. So we use kangaroo to lace things.
Really? You know, I'm okay with that. Those things are assholes.
They kind of are.
They're horrible. They're like rats.
Yeah, they're good boxers. And that will kick your ass, rats.
Well, yeah, they're good boxers.
Yeah.
In Australia, you'll see them dead all over the roads. They're horrible pests that nobody likes. Yeah, they're horrible.
Have you made anything out of like wild boars that run around these territories?
We do use pig leather in almost all of our holsters. Okay. We line the insides.
Why pig leather?
It's soft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's astonishing.
Because the boars that we've...
Take many bullets to put in the dirt.
Not that we would know this.
Well, we buy pig split suede.
Okay.
So we use suede for the inside. Yeah.
Okay, let's explain that. The difference between suede and leather.
Suede's fuzzy.
Okay.
And like a full grain leather is smooth.
So a shaven ball sack versus a full bearded one.
Yeah.
Fuzzy.
Yeah. Suede. Everybody knows what suede is.
It's not the same as fuzzy. That's not the same.
Thing. Is it a process to make leather into suede? Or does it come naturally off the animal in a suede?
No, it doesn't.
So it is a process.
It's a process. Okay.
Yeah.
How would you take a nice smooth grain leather like that and
turn
it into suede?
You would not, because that is beautiful.
That is beautiful, yes.
Yeah, you would never do that.
Okay, so not that, but normal leather. How would you convert it into suede leather?
I don't know.
We don't do that.
They're not tanners.
We're not tanners.
That's part of the tanning process.
I think you looked up a lot of things about tanners before.
Yes.
Suede.
I got to have some subject
material.
I'm
not a tanner, but what I believe suede is some leather's very thick, right? Yeah. So what they'll do is they'll split it and... The nice part of the leather will be full grain.
Yeah.
And the splits, they will like sand it or something and to make the suede. And that will be that's why it's cheaper.
Okay. So
so they don't want to waste anything, right?
I like how they're doing it. They're making excess into something marketable.
Yes.
Well, this is something like, like they did with fucking chicken wings.
Yes.
They used to throw like chicken wings.
Yeah.
Those were waste.
Chicken feet. Yep.
Those were waste. And now it's like a huge industry. So what they did with suede leather was like, well, this is discard, but let's just call it suede. And now everybody will want it because it's suede.
Like vegan leather. Same.
That shell cordovan's actually the membrane underneath the hide. So you're not getting the top level hide.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're getting the membrane that actually makes that muscle twitch when they get flies on them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. And the reason it's the ass cheek is because it doesn't bend and fold. Right. So there's no wrinkles in it.
Mm.
You know, we bend and fold everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. So the ass cheek doesn't. And so you get this perfectly smooth, beautiful piece of leather out.
Yeah, and part of the reason that it's so expensive is because it's only that.
Yeah,
small. It's
just that small area. Yeah, that doesn't.
If you want to pay $500 for a piece of leather that's this big,
but then that's what you get.
Right, you get something very nice,
pretty beautiful, cool.
Yeah, that lasts.
Mm-hmm.
Durable.
We gotta
pass
some of these things around and show them on the camera.
Well, we've been talking about leather. It seems like
y'all don't do just leather.
Literally everything:
shirts, hats,
guns.
Yeah,
guns. You make your own guns.
He's got one on the table.
Oh no shit.
So we got
a fiber
laser.
This is a replica.
We got a fiber laser.
Fake plastic gun that we brought in.
Yes, fake plastic gun.
We got a fiber laser last year.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Can you bring that closer to this camera, Garrett?
Yeah, suck it in there. Oh, back it up a little bit. Focusing. There, right there. Turn it. There you go.
Okay.
Now bring it a wee bit closer. Bring it in. Bring it in. Yeah.
Is that Cerakoted or is that?
No, this is engraved.
That is engraved.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
And they do everything, which we have.
How many hours did that take?
15 minutes?
20?
God. Okay.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
If I brought in, a 45 ACP, what would it cost to engrave it like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're in the
contract.
We're in the beginning of stages of that too.
You know? Okay.
Yeah. We've only been engraving our guns. You know, because we're
trying to practice.
Yeah.
Testing. We got our license to do it.
Yeah.
We have an FFO,
which was a process, and then we wanted to make sure our guns were the first ones.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. That is pretty freaking.
If you practice with depth and all that stuff.
If you need more to practice on. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they were lost in a boat.
Yeah, give them to us. Yeah, we'll do them.
All right.
Is this done with a laser or
fiber laser?
Before we leave tonight.
Yep.
I will.
That is a pretty cool thing because Cerakoting is everywhere.
What is that? Yes. Explain
to
people that don't know.
That's what is on the guns. Well, I can't. There's nothing I'm pointing at over there.
That's a drum set.
Yeah, it's a beautiful drum set. But before we lost ours, you know, they had, you know, colorful camouflage stuff. That's all Cerakote.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
You can Cerakote over the engraving.
Yeah.
I'm going to explain what Cerakoting is.
I don't know. We're not here to talk about
that. It's like powder coating, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a process.
I really
like a dip.
But my point is everybody does it. Not everybody.
Well, it's a chemical thing.
Not everybody does engraving like that. You can't just go out and find that.
No.
So that's something really, really cool.
Nobody in Decatur does it either.
Or Wise County?
Except us.
Give me an
probably
estimate.
Probably not Wise County either.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
nobody
balling. Yeah.
Between 600 and 1500.
That's pretty cool. But your gun is now one of a kind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Assuming you don't lose it.
It's custom, man.
And it can be, it could be very much one of a kind.
Can I get this on my...
You can.
You could.
Yes.
We're going to have to go find that lake again.
Yeah, I'm going to have to dig them up. Whoever stole them all,
I can't believe you guys don't smoke cigars or something.
Either. I know, all right.
We have before.
Yeah, I've got a pretty hard set policy on against no cigars in here. It's just it lingers so long, and
so
then
long.
Oh, yeah, it does.
I don't know if you like.
Well, you see
I
all
cannot,
this?
Yeah, it they just, absorb.
It'd be all in.
Don't get me wrong. I love smoking cigars, but I cannot.
You need somebody
stand.
To donate a filter.
Well we have
even
one,
with a filter. I think. But
we have a ozone cleaner, if you will. But
those don't work very well.
No, I cannot stand the smell of stale cigars like the day after.
It'll stay in all that foam.
When you 3 weeks down the road, you walk in the door, you're like, God, it smells like an ashtray in here. It's just over. That's why we smoke cigars outside.
Now, if you know somebody sponsors us for Joe Rogan level of income, then I'll put 100 fucking rabbit. You know, we'll just build a new studio with. Equipped HVAC or what is it the chief has in the ceilings now?
Blue,
yeah, something.
We'll get some of those and
blue.
Yeah. Well, this room would only need one of them, but
yeah.
Well, we'd build a new room.
Yes,
we would. If we had $100 million, we could kind of say
only if we had that.
Yeah.
But back on the subject of all the shit you guys do, we happen to have some stuff you guys have done for us.
Okay,
and we have some freaking
the restraints.
The restraints. You didn't bring me no restraints.
Oh, okay. All right.
I really would like to have a frog restraint.
You want restraints?
Mainly because you said the frog was not as tough as regular. So we have Whiskey Row coasters made.
Beautiful.
Which different styles, different kinds. And this is, how do you get this into said leather? What did you call this?
Laser. Yeah.
And then we have this thing, which is... Is this granite? What is this?
Slate?
Is that also lasered into that?
That is lasered into
I mean, that's pretty
it.
God dang amazing.
Right yeah, there. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool, yeah.
And then this is one of my favorite things.
Yeah, this is awesome.
I don't even know,
thing.
But this is like one of these knickknacks.
Yeah, catch-all.
Catch-all.
Yeah, it's a catch-all.
Yeah.
You brought it in, and you're like, you just gave this to us. I don't know what you can use it for. And I looked around, and I'm like, I don't know exactly what we can use it for. There's a lot of little knickknacks and shit all around here. I'm like, this is perfect for that. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a very three-dimensional catch-all. It's about, I don't know, 2 inches deep. And
is that 2 inches to you?
There we go.
Ask Ruben.
That looks more like four.
We know he doesn't do measurements.
We're talking about inches
I'm just saying.
And measurement.
I'm just saying.
All right, Chance, you're taking a chance here.
It's
man.
Only your
Every
wife
time you say that.
Yeah.
This guy. Who is this guy? Is he a friend of yours?
That's at least 5 inches. That's 5 inches deep.
But,
that
but they can even do stuff like this thing right here. We have. We got this from the chief. And I gave this to Garrett, and I was like, "Hey, man, put our logo on that thing." And it's what this is basically a little cigar tackle box type thing. I don't know if you see it.
Yeah, we can do ammo cans and magazines.
Wow. Yeah,
so that's
anything.
That's not a
anything.
Sticker.
No, that's laser.
Yeah,
laser.
And then I didn't even know this was in here until today.
Oh, come on, man,
bro! I didn't even open it. I just looked at the box. I was like, "That's amazing," and I didn't even dig into it, but I did. Which they can do. All kinds of stuff.
What is that?
This is a little hat clip, which Doc has on his hat.
Yeah.
It clips on his
other
hat.
Oh, it's on my other hat.
It's on his other hat. But it's a golf marker, golf ball marker, which I would never use because mine's always in the rough. But yeah, so I mean, you guys can literally do anything. Coffee cups. You've done coffee cups for me before.
Yep. Now I'm becoming a golfer.
Whiskey glasses.
Whiskey glasses. Oh, that's another freaking thing.
Oh, we're all that's drinking. Cool. It's magnetic.
Magnetic.
Yeah. I got that, baby. Right there.
Shoot. Yep.
That's nice.
Glasses, which is also lasered.
Yep.
Which blows my mind. I don't know how you laser a glass without shattering it.
Basically, if
how many glasses did it take before you're like, okay, I got it? Did you shatter any of them?
I never shattered them.
Because I know you said the laser work on the gun, you got to work on the depth. Is that the same thing with this?
It's all, there's a lot of settings that go into it.
It's more like they look like shit.
Yeah.
they just look like shit.
Yeah.
Basically, so what you would do with this is if you're really wanting to promote your company or woo people with your brand, like Virgil Leather is your one-stop shop. And that sounds so cliche, but it's not because this.
For branding, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Your brand.
You gotta
how much marketing? Can I say how much marketing do you do? Because I remember talking to you up at the Chief, and you were saying coming up to the Chief was a way of
doing
business.
We don't advertise.
Yeah, word of mouth.
Really, it's word of mouth. Our customers have been very loyal. So we have great customers, and they tell other people
word of mouth.
Yeah, it's a lot of word of mouth. Yeah,
yep.
That's the best way to do it.
We already hit the 2-year mark, so we're. We're about beyond most already. If you're only word of mouth, I mean, we do want to start a marketing campaign here soon, but
That's tough. Yeah. There you go.
Are we going to parlay? Like, y'all gonna talk? I'm gonna come talk with you. You don't know. We'll come back.
Come up to the shop.
Yes, sir. I will be coming.
Yeah,
we'll make you a bill.
Whoa, Ruben.
I'm trying to step in for Doc. I'm trying to work the field here.
We'll make some giraffe.
Whiskey, bro.
We'll get some giraffe out.
Yeah.
You have to take the sticker off, though, because
I thought that was the hip thing to do. Leave the sticker on.
You can't do that. That's not cool.
That was the hip thing to do back in the day.
Back in the day,
it's cool. Yeah.
Okay, stickers.
And the cardboard inside.
You got to take that off too.
Ruben's got the cardboard.
It's been bothering me for like 45 minutes.
Thank you. Yeah. Speak up, man. Speak up.
The stickers used to be a thing on the hat. What about the crease of the hat? Because you know, back in the 90s, it was like you folded that thing all the way.
Oh, that's still cool.
That's personal preference.
Yeah, that's good.
But then it became
just don't flip it up.
Bill. Well, how old?
Don't flip it up
and don't wear it backwards.
Yeah,
I'm 40. Right.
Don't wear it backwards.
Yeah, so do you want to look like you're 18? Do not wear it backwards. Look like you're 40.
Do not
somewhere
wear
in between,
backwards, man.
All right, well. Then you gotta choose. Some of my bend, I'm still the bend guy.
I like a little bit of bend.
I'm
a grown man, damn it. I like curves.
Well, for me, it's not literal the bend. Curves. It just feels.
We know that.
It feels better on the head.
I'm not like I used to be. Used to it was like I put a rubber band on it, so curved down to the sides of my eyes.
Or when you're not wearing it, you stick it in a coffee mug.
Let me ask you this.
Now
I'll change it.
You guys are both military. Is that that's a military thing, huh? Because I know a lot of military guys, and they all do that.
No.
Mm-mm.
You can't modify your hat.
Mm. No. Blantons? Anybody want Blantons?
No, I'm not talking about the military. I'm just saying, for some reason, most of all my military buddies, they...
I like mine to be curvy, but I'm not aggressive.
Mm. I used to be aggressive. Yeah.
Aggressive curve. Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight up taco.
Yeah.
I'm not a taco.
No, I still have hats like that.
I like a little bit of. I don't like a straight bill because it just feels weird on your head.
It does.
It feels like a sticking out.
And it looks weird.
Well, and the curve, it feels better on the head.
Yeah.
I don't know where marketing. It's a funny thing. Like social media is there, but.
Why don't we ask the expert about marketing?
Some of the shit gets flagged. There's so many bots that are involved now.
Yeah, Doc,
and it looks like you're getting views and counts.
Doc has a little bit of curve to his hat already.
He does.
Then it's some more maybe flat. Taco it? Or can we
flatten it?
If you flatten it out too much, you have to drive a squad truck.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Glasses wear? You can't taco your hat because of the glasses, right?
Well, it's not too. Yeah, if it's really taco like you were talking about, that problem. Like that. That was
a problem.
And it push up on your temples too.
Yeah,
just feel that.
Sometimes even my sunglasses.
Or you got to tip the hat up.
Tip the hat up.
You got to wear it up high.
Yeah.
So. Huh. You got any more questions?
Back to interrogating me. Yeah,
here
back to the marketing we were talking about.
Tell us how to market.
I'm trying to get into that. You know, I do a lot of stuff on Facebook and Instagram, and I'm trying to do this thing with African Cowboy.
You got the shock and awe going on in the small town for sure.
Mixing cultures together. You know, that's why I love it here, man. I love what Whiskey Bros does. And that's why, like, were you asking him, like, to explain stuff? Because y'all growing an international connection with media and stuff and with having people on. I put all your stuff out to my friends around the world, and like get back to me like, what are they talking, like certain terminology and
that's
whatnot.
That's pretty freaking cool. Very flattering.
And now you just talked about giraffes. Yeah. I put this out. People are asking me, hey, we got frogs in Africa. We'd love to sell to the U.S. So you just got, you know, it's local, but you got to think you have an international reach.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm saying.
Yeah, it's very hard in that area.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. Believe me. So.
Right. Highly regulated. That's why it's so expensive.
True.
Like hippo's the same way. You can get hippo wallet. You can get hippo whatever. And that's some of the most durable plus soft leather you can get.
Hippo's rabbit? Awesome.
Hippo's amazing.
Yeah, hippo's.
But hippo. It's highly regulated, so there's only so many square feet of it per year.
Mm-hmm.
And then
really?
So, yeah, you have to be ahead of the game.
I think they only release like 400 square feet. Every 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
Where do you source your? Is there a local, like a vendor in Texas? Where
in
you
Dallas,
go?
Actually.
Okay. Yeah. That'd be cool. That'd be kind of just to follow y'all along and see
how you that get, works. Like, on the, we went, that's what we did at
Market.
Wessa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we go to Wessa.
There's several guys in the States that do it.
Mm-hmm.
We primarily buy from a guy in the Metroplex and then a guy in Idaho.
Can you get honey badger?
You get, well, I mean,
because honey badger don't give a shit.
You can get beaver tail too.
Yeah,
beavers are gay.
Yeah,
I hate beavers.
But hats are made out of beaver.
I like
beavers. I'm pretty fond of beavers. So.
Honey badgers though, those dudes get bit by goddamn cobras and then just go
sleep it off.
I'm gonna go take a nap.
Yeah,
honey badgers are
badass. That's the Wisconsin mascot, right? The honey.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I should know. I live in Wisconsin.
We can get you an after cobra bite
honey badger
wallet.
There you go.
Really? Yeah.
That's what I want.
I think we could totally do that.
I've changed my mind on frog. I want honey badger.
Honey badger.
Post
after cobra bite or cobra bite before?
Post cobra bite,
yeah.
Cobra bite. Like, I want to see the fangs.
I'm surprised you didn't want, like, sea turtle or something like that. It's
sea turtles are cool.
Yeah, they're hip. Like,
yeah,
they're the hippies of the sea, man.
It's very illegal.
Yeah, there's no permits for that, right?
No. Like,
those little guys have some traumatic. Like, if you make it from your nest to the water, like,
it's like 90%.
They deserve to live.
Yeah,
it's 90% fatality rate.
But it is
before you even make it to the water.
Wow.
The odds are not in your favor.
That's awesome, honey badger.
We can do it though.
I'm just putting it down.
Ask us,
is the honey badger? I don't think the honey badger is an American animal. I think that is also an African mammal.
Is it African?
Honey badger?
Yeah.
Where's the honey badger?
There's a badger. Like,
I wish we had a computer.
You're going to have to Google that.
Yeah.
I got my limits. Where
number one, we don't have fucking cobras in North America, so.
It can't be America.
Yeah.
That said honey badger gun.
Honey badgers.
It said honey badger gun.
What is this right here?
Across
what
Africa?
What is that word?
Southwest Asia? That's Africa.
Africa.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Tell me I'm right.
And the Indian continent, it says India.
Yeah.
I think
subcontinent.
Yeah.
But there was something that said honey badger gun.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
Look at that.
Yeah,
look at the ball sack.
Good Lord.
Dude, coin purse. Because all day.
Huge coin purse out of that.
Now I know what they're known for. You know?
Yep.
Wow.
Look at him. Gives no fucks.
They do have a big set of balls, though.
Look, Ruben. Right?
They will fight anything. They'll fight an elephant.
Ruben, it's best of both worlds.
I mean,
white on top, black on bottom, bro.
Oh, boy.
The honey badger.
Shut it down.
Yo, Terrence, is this a friend of yours, man? I don't know who. It is.
We can't go on.
Hey, you can make a necklace out of those clothes.
You guys, man.
But we can't go on.
Go back to that picture.
You know, why you want to go back?
Go back to that picture. But
it's like this studio a little bit. You know, I have this white and then I don't know. I'm just saying.
Where's the biggest thing in the black portion?
The ball sack.
The bottom part. You know.
This episode is
for itself. I see you, Gary. I know you laughing.
Now canceled. Canceled. We lost our African audience.
But this is, it says what? South, the Kruger National Park in South Africa.
Yeah. You don't know where that's at?
What, South Africa or the park?
I would hope you would know where South Africa is.
We know where South Africa is.
Yeah, it's hanging by.
Just barely hanging on over here.
I thought y'all were going to fix that. That's still
Kruger. Kruger National. Have you never heard of this place?
I've never been to that park.
All right, go back to the gun. What's the Honey Badger gun?
I saw a Honey Badger.
That's on Call of Duty. No, it's a real gun. It actually got outlawed, right?
I don't know. We're waiting on you to go back.
I have no idea about it. I just saw it come up.
Just hit the back button, bro.
Bro, what is happening?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, about South Africa over Google. Here. You're in Texas now. You ever heard of...
I saw Honey Love Bras, and I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you can't stop Googling.
Stop putting stuff in there.
Have you ever heard the same?
I'm very curious.
We'll get around to it.
Yeah, I've heard the same.
What is that?
That's not a gun.
This is why y'all need Jesus.
This is why we're not going
nowhere. This is exactly why y'all need Jesus, man.
Oh, 15%
off. Man.
Right now on the showroom, ladies' lingerie is 15% off.
Shepherd,
hey, speaking,
and I am not part of this group.
Wait a minute. Right. Wait a minute. Can you guys make soft leather bras?
Oh, we could. I don't,
Nobody's asked to make bras.
We could.
Can't we? All right.
They would be overpriced.
They would be.
I don't think you'd
But very supportive.
We're just trying to see the Honey Badger.
It's right here.
Okay, there we go.
It's a short barrel. Yeah, so this is the one.
I don't think you'd want to do it.
Because it's considered a short
barrel. Oh, it's a thing. It's a gun they call the Honey Badger.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just an SBR.
It's not like a specialized gun for Honey Badgers. It's
You got to have a freaking permit to buy that.
Just think of the
or
size.
Or an FFL.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then if
we can have a fully automatic rifle, you know, two of them actually.
So what you're saying is every red-blooded American should just get their FFL and
No, because
Because then
I'm
you can't sell
stop
them.
Talking.
Well, no, you have to have a business. You have to have a business, yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
that's a pretty sweet little gun.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could prove that you were going to buy guns and sell them or do something,
okay.
You can have it.
Like and it. Not lose them in the lake.
They'll come sit here in this office and have an interview with you.
Yeah.
As it were.
When you say they.
ATF.
Yeah.
ATF.
Oh, the three-letter ones.
Of all the things that Trump is wanting to, like, just slash and cut, why not the ATF? Come on.
That would be
nice.
Let me throw this
Court
at you.
Right now, right?
He gave you two options. He gave you two options. ATF gone. IRS gone.
IRS.
No, you can only pick one.
100% IRS.
That's me too.
IRS, definitely. Both. Ruben?
Yeah,
Ruben?
IRS.
Yeah.
IRS, yeah, both. Same.
Yes.
Well, yeah, IRS for sure.
Yes.
I think before this spirals
even more. Ten times over.
Yes. Virgil Leather Company.
Yeah, .com. You have a phone number too? Yes, you do. I see it up here in the top right.
Yeah.
393-940 for the out-of-towners. 940-393-9364.
That's it.
Facebook, on your social media and everything, too.
Yes.
You have to be.
Y'all working on I see that side eye. Y'all still working on that social media piece, ain't y'all?
Y'all
get testimonials from individuals who are like, I like this.
We do.
Okay.
We do.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We need a testimonial from your restraint.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Make
me one. I will give it to you.
Okay, we'll do that. Yeah.
And
he said you did, Matt.
No, he said we could.
No, you said you had a request to make one, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, you do.
Request it, and
this
making them.
It's been a few years, yes.
But still.
Oh, I know the story.
Garrett knows how to make them, evidently. So.
Mm. Yes. We also make them for the police department and the sheriff's
department. I'll just tell you something about Garrett real quick.
Okay.
So when we first started this. Well,
absolutely.
Sure. But when we first started this, we put a shed in my front yard.
Okay.
All right. We moved all this leather equipment in, you know, probably too much.
Yeah.
And we're all over there in a day, and Garrett's over there doing his work or whatever. And a friend comes up and says, hey, I want to fix my tool belt. It doesn't fit right. And Garrett's like, okay, I know how to do that. Takes it all apart, puts it back together, extends it for him, does all this stuff, and he walks away with a custom tool belt. And it's not just that we make hats or that we make belts or that we make whatever. I mean, it's like custom leather work. He's an expert. Mm-hmm. He's a leather working expert that when you come in here and you want a belt, especially if you can come in, you know, it's really tailored to you.
Bingo. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's not about even you know, going to NRS, you're going to buy your size, you're going to buy your whatever, you know, even if you had a problem with anything leather wise, even if Garrett doesn't make it, we don't produce it.
Mm-hmm.
He can tear it down, fix it, and make it better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
True craftsman.
He's a true craftsman. Yeah. That's right. And so it's not just that we make and produce products. I mean, if you have something that doesn't work right or whatever, Garrett can figure it out and make it work.
Right.
He's a true expert. Yeah.
That's pretty freaking cool. Mm-hmm. And something kind of the world is devoid of and
mass produced. I mean,
everything is mass produced, right?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. You go buy something from China or you got whatever. You don't even know where to go to do it.
Yeah. You just throw away.
Yeah, you just toss it and you go do whatever.
Yeah.
But you can come down and get it fixed, you know. I don't think we make things special anymore either. You know, we're in like a 90% market of Chinese made products.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and you don't have anything that you can hand down to your kids anymore. You know, and so, you know, part of what we're doing or what we want to do is to make something you're proud of.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are really making me want to follow this up with we haven't done one in over 2 years, but a Whiskey Bro video. So our last one was done with Will Wright of the Wright House Arts, but they did all of the wood-fired clay.
Pottery.
Thank you.
Pottery. It's similar. Yeah.
And what you just said is like the essence of it's just, it's special. It's craft. It's tailored.
It's an art. It's a folk art.
But something that still needs to be so relevant because it's lost and it
100 years ago, there was a leather shop on every corner of every town.
And that was like your life depended on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should do a video because we haven't done one in a while and this will be a great what's the word I'm looking for? Rekindling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Let's do it.
Of what? What?
No.
He's about to ruin it, Chance. Let him go ahead and do it.
He does
let him
that.
Go
you know?
Ruin the moment. I was listening. I was drawing in, and then this guy.
Yeah. Gay.
Yeah.
Well, ending on that touching note.
That's right. Hey, you know me and feelings.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Heck yeah.
Virgil Leather, Matt, Garrett, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
It's been a fun chat.
Right.
And an educational one, too.
Yep.
So we hope that Virgil Leather.
Frog Leather.
Yeah, frog leather.
Learned
giraffe.
Yeah,
giraffe.
I really want you guys to grow and like do amazing things.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's what we can hope for. Yeah, we'll follow this up with a video.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
Heard it here.
Man.
You heard it here. And Doc.
Cheers, Doc.
Stay out of the sun.
Yeah.
Because they don't, you'd be tanning. If you were tanning, I'd be over, man. But I'm still coming over anyway.
Yeah,
we got some stuff to parlay about. So.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Good night.
Oh, wait, Doc, you got to say adios.
Adios.
Bingo.
Yeah.
He doesn't speak Spanish.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
You've been listening to the Whiskey Bros Around the Table.
Convivir con los hermanos Whiskey.